I'm Bill Whitley.
And I'm Steve Wilmer.
And this is the July episode of your Agency Growth Ideas and Inspiration digital magazine.
This is your source for ideas, inspiration, and strategies that will help you grow your agencies.
Now, you know, Steve, this episode is all about the new normal.
You know, Bill, actually, what I'm teaching people is don't go back to the normal, but get ready for the new. I mean, think about it. The normal used to be meeting with people face-to-face, but the new is being able to meet with your customers virtually.
Absolutely. And Steve, that's a great point. You know, I'm so excited about the virtual Your World conversations. And agents that are already using it tell me they love it for three reasons. Number one, the appointments are easier to set. Number two, the diagrams look more professional. And number three, they tell me they're meeting with their customers that would never come in, you know, some of their very best customers.
You know what, Bill? That is great. But what I am most excited about is the sales that are being made by agencies that are using it. For example, we have an agent up in Missouri. His name is Bradford O'Neill, and they wrote over 50 life apps in just 2 months using the virtual Your World conversation.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
It is amazing because you know as well as I do that there are a lot of agents out there who want to write 50 life apps, and sometimes they struggle to do that in an entire year.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, I want to give full disclosure here. I know that State Farm has some concerns about Zoom, and I know they're evaluating a much more secure platform. But remember this, while State Farm is in their evaluation mode, the Your World conversation is a discovery conversation. You don't have to do any quoting or share any privileged information over Zoom. And so what we're now seeing is that top agents are using their own personal laptop, and they're using the virtual Your World conversation and Zoom to go ahead and make sales now and really practice and get up to speed on how to do a virtual Your World so that when that new technology comes out, they'll already know exactly how to use it and the virtual Your World conversation together. And Steve, the good news is, if your agency is struggling to write enough life and to qualify for your bonus, all that can change by implementing the virtual Your World in your agency. And now let's get started with our July Ideas and Inspiration monthly program.
Put your seatbelts on, click, click, here we go.
For our In the Trenches segment, I'm excited to welcome Zach Gomes, who works for the Angelo Tenaris Agency in Homewood, Illinois. Now, Zach just doubled production and went from averaging 20 apps per month to about 40 apps per month. I can't wait for you guys to hear what he did to make the transformation. So, Zach, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
So, Zach, the first question is, how'd you do it? What did you do to double production?
Well, Bill, I would say for me, the biggest thing I've been doing and that our agency has really been doing a lot is we've been doing a lot more training. Especially with everything going on right now, it was important for us to kind of take a step back and look at our approach a little bit differently. So I attribute a lot of my success to just being really compassionate. And when we're talking to clients, to really just take the time to ask, you know, how are you doing? How is everything going on with everything that's happening right now? How are you and your family doing? And it's separating ourselves from our competitors as just being, you know, natural, like human beings, and being people that are, you know, starting to give me the time of day, which what lends me to go into my conversations and talk to people and get them signed up here with State Farm.
Very good. I love it. I love the compassion and just checking in, you know, hey, with everything going on, how are you doing? You know, how are you processing everything that's going on? So way to go. You mentioned you're doing more training. Tell me about the training. What kind of training do you guys do?
Well, so for, I mean, we started up with the risk advisor and working with Tim Harrington. And he's just been doing such a good job of giving us tools and giving us different things that have really been helping. A lot of it is word tracks, specifically with asking people, how are you processing this? And then going into, well, what is your current auto insurance company doing for you right now? State Farm, we're giving back 25% premium to our customers. What is Allstate doing for you? What is Geico doing for you? And and kind of retraining our old conversations into something that's more adaptable and helping us, especially through the virus and everything.
Very good. Well, I appreciate that. Now, my second question is, are there any specific habits that you've developed that have allowed you to double the production?
Yeah, for me, in our office specifically, we kind of made a switch from going to focus on, you know, hammering dials and we just want a lot of dials, high volume, to really focusing in more on like longer talk times and longer conversations. So I think the biggest habit that I've developed over this past month is building that rapport and taking my time and talking to the clients. And having those longer conversations where, you know, we're talking about insurance and then it might shift to now we're talking about their son's baseball game and building that rapport. And that helps me then when we're getting into the close that they like me. So then they're more willing to buy from me.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. Now, I just love to hear that, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. So way to go.
Yeah.
All right. My next question is, are there any specific tools that you guys are using that's helping you double production?
Yeah. So another one, give a shout out to Tim Harrington again. But a tool that he recently gave us was a sheet of paper that's got basically three different columns in it. A premium, a preferred, and a standard package is a way to present different packages for quotes. So you might have your elite package is going to be your auto, renters, life, and disability policies all together, lumped up into one monthly price that you can give them. Or you could go for the preferred, where you lose the benefit of the disability and you just get the car, the renters, and the life. And then the standard, which would just be like the auto renters, as a way to kind of give people three options to look and say, like, look, we want to tailor this to you. Out of these three options, which one do you think is the most appealing? And that's been helping a lot. And what I've been doing with that, too, is I'll take that and I'll even tweak that to where if we've been talking and life is already out of the conversation, disability insurance is already kind of out of the conversation, even just using it for people that are unsure if they want full coverage or just liability and taking that. And just still splitting it up into three different options. Like you can get auto renters with full coverage, auto renters with liability, or just car insurance. And just basically just giving people three options so they can kind of pick a best, better, good kind of situation.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, people always like to shop, you know, and so I think you're so smart to say, you know, which of these options appeals to you the most. That's fantastic. So way to go, Tim Harrington. I'm thrilled to hear that he helped you with that.
He's doing awesome.
And just a plug for Tim, if anybody listening, you know, Tim is offers our private coaching. So we do group coaching and private coaching. If anybody wants private coaching, let us know. We'll be happy to get you connected with Tim Harrington. Last question is there anything that Angelo has done for you that has allowed you to double your production?
Yeah. So Angelo definitely, he's helped me out a lot, especially I came to his agency a year ago in May. And he's just helped so much as far as learning. He's been in the business forever. Every time he gets to hear a conversation of mine, it's been a little bit harder now that we've been not in the office, but just being able to message Angelo and be like, hey, this person said this. And it tripped me up. What would you have done? Or when we were in the office, he would say, hey, I liked what you said here, but try switching this up. I bet they responded this way. If they did, you should respond like this. And just it goes all with the training. I think it's so important to just remember that you're always learning and that every quote you do, every no you get is just a pivot that you can learn how to get better. And Angelo's really big on that. And that's been a real big help for me, for sure.
Excellent. Well, that sounds really good. Zach, I appreciate the interview. I have just one last question for you. And that is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our Mastermind members?
I don't think so. I mean, the only thing that I've said has been working for me is just staying honest. Just be a real person when you're talking to people. People have time now that they're not working, and I think it's important to just remind people, like, hey, we're going through this too. Like, if you need help, that's what we're here for. And giving people the compassion, and then that's what's going to help lead more conversations down the right path for you.
Excellent. Hey, Zach, this has been fantastic. I can't tell you much. I appreciate you. And if I can return the favor at any time, I hope you'll let me help. So thanks so much for the interview today.
Definitely, Bill. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me come on and be a part of this.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
For our Motivational Minute, here's Steve Wilmer.
You know what, Bill? I was so excited to listen to Zach's In the Trenches. You know, that was one of the favorite things, is listening to these team members. And I love that he said that it was about training. It was about the things that Tim was teaching him, the different tools they were using. He talked about habits. And here's what I want to say about tools. We shape our tools, and afterwards, our tools shape us. So guys, I want you to listen to what Zach is saying. He talked about the tools. He talked about habits. What you got to know is this. Depending on what they are, our habits will either make us or break us. So what are your habits when you go into the office every single day? What are your habits when you're on the phone with that customer? You see, you got to forget motivation, right? Habits will sustain you whether you're motivated or not. I can't tell you how many times people say, Steve, come in and motivate us. Come in and inspire us. And don't get me wrong, motivation is important. You can do that. But it's your habits that are going to sustain you. Motivation, that's what gets you started. But your habit is what's going to keep you going. If you're trying to write X amount of life this year, it's your habits that's going to keep you going. If you're trying to increase your production, it's your habits that are going to sustain you. We first make our habits, and then our habits make us. You know what? That's going to be a great attitude mantra for you guys that are listening right now. Stop what you're doing, grab something to write with, and put that somewhere. Put it on a sticky note. Put it on a window. Put it on your computer, somewhere where you can see it every single day. We first make our habits, and then our habits make us. Habits are not a finish line to be crossed. They are a lifestyle to be lived. So you've got to live your habits, and that's what's going to take your production to the next level. And I'll end with this, guys. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, it's not an act, but it is a habit.
Oh, Steve, thank you so much. Okay, our next segment is Now What Do I Say? And usually what we cover are questions and objections that we hear from our customers. But Steve, since COVID-19, a lot of agents are behind on their life production, and they want to close out the year strong. So we're going to change this segment for the rest of the year and call it, Now What Do I Say to Sell More Life Insurance?
I love it. Because we all know that life insurance is very near and dear to my heart. So guys, grab a pen. I'm going to give you, not just this month, but over the next 6 months, every single month, take a listen. I'm going to teach you Now What Do I Say to Sell More Life Insurance. So for this segment, step one, Now What Do I Say? You say the Your World conversation. That is where you must start. You do not want to come off like a cheap life insurance salesperson. So you've got to gather the ammunition by uncovering things about their family, uncovering things about their assets. Remember the three most important keys to opening this conversation. Number one, position yourself as an advisor. Number two, share the perfect client attraction story. And number three, you've got to make insurance simple, visual, and easy to understand with that Your World conversation. Now, once you do that, and you get into that third risk, and we call it premature death. You call it life insurance, right? The first thing I want you to remember is to sell the problem you solve, not the product. So now what do I say? You've got to start asking questions to uncover what the problem is. Here's what most people tell me. Most people tell me they want to make sure that their mortgage is completely paid off. But you tell me, if you were to pass away, is it important to make sure that no one's coming to your house, putting a foreclosure sign in your front yard, and putting your family out on the street? Because what you've got to do is uncover how much is the mortgage. Is that important to them? Yes, that's important to me. Well, how much do you owe on your mortgage? $200,000. Do you have $200,000 sitting somewhere? No, I don't. Boom! I just uncovered a problem. That's what I say. I've got to learn to ask questions. Write this down. Be the four-year-old. What does a four-year-old say? Why? Why not? Can we go here? Can I have that? Tell me more about that. No kidding. You don't say. You have got to learn what to say. Get the book, Green Eggs and Ham. It's going to teach you how to ask question after question after question. That's what you say in order to write more life insurance. So a quick recap. Now what do I say? You start with the Your World conversation. Then what do you say? You make sure you sell the problem that you solve and not the product. Then what do you say? You gotta keep asking question after question after question. Say these things and you're gonna write more life insurance.
Ah, Steve, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. For our Advice from an Expert segment, I'm excited to have Tom Hegna back with us for a fourth time today. Now, Tom is a retirement planning expert. He's the author of 5 books on the topic. He speaks all over the country and teaches advisors how to help their clients have a fuller retirement. So, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, Bill, it's great to be back with you.
So, Tom, one of the things I've heard you talk about is the difference in economics and psychonomics. What do you mean by those two phrases?
Well, you know, Bill, all my research that I do, I study the PhDs who study retirement, and all my books are written based in math and science. I show people why they need to have life insurance, annuities, and long-term care, and that they cannot retire optimally without those products. And that's all based on mathematical, scientific, and economic facts. And for years, I focused everything I did on math and science and economics, and it was fact, fact, fact. But I found that not everybody is moved by facts, believe it or not. Some people are moved by emotion, or what I call psychonomics. So there's not just economics, there's psychonomics. And I will tell you, most people have been psychonomically programmed to fail in retirement. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, think about it. Your customers got something from their company every 2 weeks their entire working career. What was that thing called? It was called a paycheck. And what do they do with most of their paycheck? Well, they spent it. They paid for their house. They paid for their car. They went on trips. They bought stuff. They got and spent a paycheck every 2 weeks, their entire working career, and they never had a problem with that. But when was the last time they raided their 401k or took $200,000 out of their bank account or their brokerage account? Oh, no, we can't do that. We got to save it. We got to grow it. We got to protect it. We can't touch it. We got to save it. We got to grow it. We got to protect it. We can't touch it. Okay, you do that for 45 years. Do you honestly think you're waking up on your 65th birthday saying, by golly, I'm going to blow my 401k today? See, people can't do it. They can't spend their assets. Your parents couldn't spend their assets. Nobody can spend their assets. They've been psychonomically programmed for 45 years not to touch those assets. And most of your customers are going to go to their graves never touching their assets, which is why the PhDs who study retirement say you should take a portion. I remember said take all, take a portion of your assets and turn those into guaranteed paychecks and playchecks through some sort of income annuity. And because you've been programmed to spend those. And Bill, do you see it's the spending in retirement that allows you to enjoy your retirement? It's the travel, it's the cruises, it's the dinners out, it's the bottles of wine with your friends. That's how you enjoy your retirement. I don't care how many millions of dollars you got stashed in some account somewhere. If you're scared to death to do anything with it, it will do nothing for your retirement. And so it's not just math and science. It's also psychonomics.
Oh, Tom, that's just fantastic. Thank you so much. I think that's huge. And I know our mastermind members will really benefit from this. So if someone wants to know more about you and what you teach, what do they do?
Yeah, Bill, I'm easy to find. I'm at tomhegna.com. I would encourage people to attend my webinar. It is free. You just go to tomhegna.com/webinar, and I will share with you many secrets. It goes about an hour, and I share all my best words, language, questions, and stories to walk somebody through the full retirement conversation and really show them how math and science demands that they have our products.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bill.
For our top agent interview, I am so excited to have Perry Unwalla with us today. Now, Perry has been a State Farm agent for 21 years, and he's a big fan of ours for several years. He's even hosted Steve Wilmer several times for Risk Advisor boot camps, and he just had his best year ever. By the way, hint, hint, if you want to have your best year ever, you ought to think about hosting Steve Wilmer with a boot camp.
Shameless plug.
Now, his agency is now one of the top agencies in Northeast Florida, and he just qualified for SVP Club. So, Perry, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure.
So, Perry, start off and tell us a little bit more about you and your agency, just so we can understand more about you.
Of course, Bill. So I'm located in St. Augustine Beach, Florida, right on the eastern coast, about 35 miles south of Jacksonville, Florida. And we have been here for 21 plus years. I've been with State Farm 30 plus years now. And we have a beautiful community. It's really a little slice of paradise, but we are a touristy town that is changing into really a wonderful year-round location. We have a agency that consists of 8 team members. We are probably the most Eastern agent in State Farm in Florida. So we have some exposure issues with coastal and things like that that we deal with. Our book of business is about 4,300 households, about 5,800 autos, and we have a variety of products and services through State Farm that we're able to offer.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for that overview. Now, tell us about your breakthrough. You just had your best year ever, qualified for SVP Club. Tell us about how did that happen?
Sure. So we have a process in our office, Bill, where we have 3 different teams. We have a sales team, we have a retention or service team, and then we have a support team that kind of provides the background for all of the operations and the things that we do. So our sales team consists of 2 people, plus myself from time to time being involved as well. And we really kind of set our goals for the year and had a tremendous focus on our non-demand side of our business along with the PNC. And with State Farm, that includes products like Life, Health, Bank. So we really were able to get a lot of traction on that. And from our appointments and our process with reviewing and doing the Your World reviews, we got some tremendous lift in our business.
Fantastic. So tell us about, I love the way you said the non-demand side. So all the things that you don't have to have by law, you know, Life, Health, Bank. And so it sounds like the way you're really driving those sales is with appointments and specifically with Your World appointments. So tell us about that. How do you get the appointments, and tell us more about how you conduct the appointments?
Sure. So our appointments are conducted by our sales team, but we all contribute to creating the appointments or setting the appointments. And the goal is, you know, as a previous State Farm agent said, getting BIC, butts in chairs.
All right.
So if we can get people, you know, in our office in front of us, we have a great chance to talk to them about their entire insurance and financial service portfolio. So we use an appointment setting service that helps us, but it's not the only thing. We also use the team members throughout the office to be able to access our Outlook calendar, set appointments, and create those opportunities. Once the people are in front of my sales team or myself, we run those appointments and conduct the full Your World discussion, as you know, we've been instructed through your training and Steve Wilmer subsequently. And we draw the diagram for the clients. We conduct the entire meeting and you know, and see what, you know, the kind of the neat thing about it, Bill, is you never really know which direction it may go. Some people are very obstinate and have their arms folded across their chest, and then other people just are sharing lots and lots of details and creating ways that you can help them.
Mm-hmm. So give us an overview. How many Your Worlds does the agency do, you know, in any way you'd want to count it, per year, per month? And then I'd love to know, how many appointments do you guys set, and how many does the appointment setting company set?
Sure. So we have a couple of different ways we measure it, and we like to do it in a system. I think thinking of it in weekly terms is probably the best way. And these numbers can change, but ideally we like to have our two team members conducting anywhere from 6 to 10 Your World discussions per week. And then I also contribute. Now, I did more last year than I've done this year, but some of that is because my team has become a little more seasoned and familiar with the process. But last year, I was myself doing probably about 5 appointments a week, 5 Your World appointments. And when we say that, it's not just a sales appointment, it's a full-blown discussion and sit-down meeting with the client. So primarily, all of these appointments were in the office. The ones that were created by our appointment service, they basically contact select lists that we give and provide to them. They contact the client and set those appointments for us, text me when they've done that, put it onto our calendar. And I would say that proportionately, they have a target of setting 30 appointments per month for our office. Now, they have different numbers they use as to how many people they contact, but that's what they strive for and promise to us, is setting 30 appointments per month. They probably set, I would say, maybe about 60 to 65% of the total appointments right now, and then the other 30 to 35 come from the office itself.
Got it. And that sounds great. Now, tell us a little bit about what happens. Do most clients, you said some are real obstinate and have their arms crossed and others open up and share, but do most people at the end of it say thank you? Do most people buy more? Give us a little glimpse into the results that happens after a Your World conversation.
Absolutely. So I would say, Bill, in just about every single situation, the client is appreciative, said, uses statements such as, no one's ever done such a thorough job before. I really like the diagram you prepared. May I have a copy of it? And personally, I like the ones that are a little difficult. So I like the people that come in upset over the rate increase or unhappy with the way something's working or something that State Farm is requiring. Those are the ones I like, because they kind of start out a little bit angry, a little bit upset. And it's a challenge to really be able to do the whole service for them and follow the steps of the Your World. But I really like the top left corner of the box, because that's where I kind of put a little bit of notes, and we're just talking about background. And so we kind of dive right in with, hey, tell me how long you've been in St. Augustine. How did you get here? Tell me a little bit about you before we talk anything about insurance. And that really gets them to open up and tell you about their background, their education, their family, their, you know, their issues, and it really gets them to open up before you even get into cars and houses and other things.
Oh, that's great. I love that. Tell me, how long have you been in St. Augustine, and how did you get here? And what a wonderful opening question. That's fantastic. So, you know, one of the things that I hear over and over from agents is that they'll say, well, you know, it's just different here. It's very hard to get people to come in. So you guys have got, you know, 30, you know, appointments per month, some that the appointment setter's setting, some that you guys are setting. Is it hard to get people to come in? And talk a little bit about how you do get them to come in.
Sure. Sure. So it is a little bit difficult, you know, especially with working folks. So our demographic is a little bit different. We have some affluence, you know, as far as homes and being near the coast. We have probably a higher percentage of retired folks, you know, which makes it easy for them to come in at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. But we also are able to accommodate people. I've done weekend appointments, which I love, you know, so having a Saturday morning or Sunday morning appointment is great. Because I know I will have no one else in the office with me, and B, I kind of have a little bit of commitment already built in because I'm showing up just for them. I'm opening the office for them. So we've been able to do that for folks. You know, evenings also work really well after 6 o'clock. And we do those occasionally and as needed. So that accommodates our clients, and they seem to enjoy that.
Very good. Love it. And that's a great point that when you're opening the office just for them, A, it's quiet, but B, there's a real commitment. They know you're making an extra effort to be there just for them. So when your team members are setting the appointments, is there a particular word track they're using or a comment they're making? Is there something they're saying that helps them most effectively get people to come in?
Well, one of our favorite phrases that we have and literally have it written on our wall is we're a little bit different here. And we say that often because that's kind of a key catchphrase, which gets people's interest kind of peaked. And it also is the absolute truth. You know, we're trying to differentiate ourselves, whether it's the experience of walking into our office, whether it's calling our office, whether it's, you know, any type of interaction with us, email, anything of that nature. We want it to be a little bit unique, a little bit different. So the Your World process really is kind of our opening. So it might be something to the effect of, you know, one of the things that Perry really likes to do for his clients is have you come in, meet with us, and kind of take a look at your entire family and insurance picture. And the way we do that is we do a diagram, we do a meeting called Your World. It takes about 30 minutes. I would love to set that up for you. Would you be able to come in next week? I have openings on Tuesday afternoon and Thursday morning.
Got it. So it's just totally transparent. We're a little different. And then, you know, one of the things Perry really likes is for you to come in so we can look at your entire picture. And we call that Your World. And he's got availability on Thursday or Friday. Very good. Love it. Now, one of the other things that was interesting to me that you mentioned earlier is that you have a follow-up letter that you do after the Your World appointment. Tell us a little about that follow-up letter.
Sure. So just to kind of set the stage for that, at the end of the Your World meeting, we've drawn our diagram. We have the boxes. We turn it to the client. We say, okay, let's talk about what's most important to you. Where would you like to focus first? And they'll usually come right in with the pen in hand and, you know, circle PLUP, circle long-term care, circle life or disability, whatever it might be. Maybe it's auto or fire. So we have all our boxes circled that we want to start with. And then at that point, sometimes they will ask for a copy of the diagram. I run over to the copier, make a copy for them, hand it to them, or give them the original. And then we take the other copy, the one we did, and we scan it into our shared drive. So immediately after the appointment, that copy of the Your World, the physical copy of it, is scanned into the W drive, they call it. And then what I do is I create a letter immediately after the meeting. So if I'm blocking appointments, I'll keep maybe an hour and a half gap. So I have a 30-minute spot that I can do my recap letter. And the recap letter is very, very simple. And I'll share a copy with you certainly, Bill. But it just basically says, hey, we covered a lot of ground. I wanted to provide you a recap of what we discussed and also action steps for the next, you know, meeting that we're having. And before I've even let the client leave, I set the second appointment. Mm. And my favorite thing to do is to set the second appointment exactly a week out at the same time, same location, and say, hey, Wednesday at 2 has been a good time for us. If that seems to be a good time for you next week, let's go ahead and put it on our calendars now. And I'll also fill out a card or give you a few minutes so you can put it into your iPhone. And then that way we've got the second appointment already set before they leave. Mm. And then what we do, Bill, is we send the follow-up letter, and it has bullet points. So, for example, I'm looking at one right now. It says home, auto, personal umbrella, life, disability, any other things that we might have discussed. I'll put them right into the follow-up letter. I don't send a copy of the Your World diagram to them by email. By the way, this letter is always sent by email. I don't send the Your World diagram over email unless they ask for it or I have their permission. Because there's, as you know, a lot of personal information,
right,
net worth and social security payments and all that stuff diagrammed on there. And they may not want that going out on the internet. But the recap letter, they never have a problem with. And so I send that directly to them by email. And I also kind of cut and paste it into my notes on my calendar for the follow-up appointment a week from now, as well as put it into our shared drive. So when they come in a week from today, I've got the recap letter with all the bullet points. I've got the Your World diagram already pulled up or printed out. And I've made some highlights on it. I like using different highlights so that it really kind of stands out, and we focus on three areas, knock those down, and then go to the next items that might be secondary.
Perry, I just love it. That sounds like such a professional process, you know, doing the Your World diagram, giving them a copy, scanning it into the W drive, and then the follow-up letter with the, you know, the action steps and, you know, recap and action steps. That sounds really good. I know that positions you as a very thoughtful advisor.
Thank you, Bill. And if I could mention one other thing, we also offer a couple other things. We talk a little bit about estate planning. Have they prepared any of their documents? So something that has nothing directly to deal with State Farm, but is obviously a very important step. And, you know, you have some clients with a lot of assets to protect. So we make some recommendations on attorneys and basic estate planning items. And then we also say, you know, is there anyone here in town that you need to be connected with? And it could be anyone from an attorney to a plumber, because we got connections with all the folks in town. I'm previously part of BNI, the networking group. And, you know, these are people that I trust and have used and personally recommend. So, you know, is there anything there we can help you with? And we have a little book full of cards and folks, and give them a little more than just here's somebody to call. You know, we kind of make the handoff for them so that we can help them.
Excellent. Wow. It's like your own little personalized version of Craigslist almost, or Angie right. List or something like that. That's great. Good.
I just used that because I wish I had that in 1998 when I arrived here. I just didn't know who to call for a water softener or an attorney or a plumber, you know? So those things I think are helpful for clients.
Absolutely. And I just love the whole holistic nature of what you're doing. You know, you're going way beyond just the risk when you start talking about estate planning and do you have your documents and that sort of thing. So very nice.
Thank you.
So just a couple of last quick little questions. In terms of getting, you've got a lot of team members and you've got several in sales. I know you've got a couple that are aspirants. Talk a little bit about training and getting a new employee up to speed on Your World. How does that happen in your agency?
Sure. So what we do, Bill, is we have kind of really tied in with making people aware that Your World is such a important part of what we do. It's kind of the backbone of our appointments and our meetings with clients. Anybody can sell them an auto policy, a fire policy, or even an umbrella, but we want to be able to do the, as you mentioned, the holistic approach. So with our team members, we stress the importance. One of the first things I try to do in my first, in an employee's first month is do a Your World diagram on them and their family with whatever extent they want to share with me, you know, so that we can kind of see what that process is from the other side of the desk. And we really, really stress the importance of that. As far as training, there are certain things that I'll do as far as an overview with them of the process. And then we use the infantry training that Steve Wilmer has done and does a fabulous job. And we have two employees that are going through those every 2 week calls that started this January to become very familiar with the big picture, the Your World diagram, and then all the specifics and follow-ups that go with that.
Excellent. Very good. Now, just a couple of last quick little questions, and thank you so much for this interview. It's been fantastic. Are there any particular books or motivational resources that you use just to kind of stay charged up and to keep yourself going?
Sure, Bill. So there's two things that I love that that have really helped me a lot, and I recommend them highly to clients and other agent friends, management. So one would be a book by the name The Obstacle is the Way, and it's subtitled The Timeless Art of Turning Trials into Triumph, and it's by Ryan Holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y. I believe it's on Audible as well. A wonderful book, probably the one I gift to other people the most. And it's a very nice, simple read and just a positive, brilliant message about how so many times the thing that seems the most difficult in our career, in our life, may be the actual path to get us where we want to go. So that would be one suggestion. And then the other thing that I really enjoy is I love podcasts, especially during, you know, when you're running or when you got some downtime or flying or anything like that. Malcolm Gladwell does a brilliant one called Revisionist History that has, I think, four seasons into it now, and just an array of topics that he dives into for about 30 to 40 minutes each, and really, really interesting, fascinating hearing him interview and dive into those subjects. So those would be my two suggestions.
Yeah, you know, you and I are both fans of Malcolm Gladwell, and you're right, he is such a curious guy, and some of the things that he dives into and what he digs up is just amazing. It's almost like being a voyeur and kind of looking into a certain part of the world. So I love it.
Absolutely. He's a storyteller. And, you know, as you well know, in the process of these discussions with clients, storytelling is such a big part of it. So I really appreciate that ability that he has.
Yeah. So Perry, just one last question, and that is, is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
You know, Bill, it's just, I absolutely love what we get to do every single day that we open our doors and walk in our office. And, you know, I've often said, I don't work. I talk with clients, I talk with friends, I talk with people all day long, and I absolutely love it. So being able to do these kind of things for clients is truly a privilege, and I'm just very appreciative of the career I have.
Oh, that's fantastic. What a fabulous way to wrap up. Congratulations to you, Perry. I'm really excited about everything you've achieved, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate this interview. I know our Mastermind members are going to really enjoy hearing it.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, listen, we'll look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks so much, Perry.
Sounds great. Best of luck.
Thanks now. Bye-bye.
This program is sponsored by Agent's Choice.
You know what, guys? When I was a State Farm team member, I would write the auto policy, be so excited that I made the sale, and I was going to be able to hit my numbers. And then later, when it went through the underwriting, sometimes it would come back declined, and I would be all upset that I was not going to hit my number. Normally, I would lose that sale, and I would never hear from the customer again. That's why Agent's Choice is so important. So think about it. Have you ever had a customer ask about an SR22 or insuring a vacant home or some type of other high-risk situation? Agent's Choice is a referral-based, independent agency, and it's designed to help you turn today's declines into tomorrow's customers. The great thing about it is this: they don't cross-sell. They're going to build a long-term relationship with you and a short-term relationship with the referrals that you give them. So, to learn more about the referral program and how Agent's Choice can benefit your agency, give them a call, 1-800-935-7332, or you can visit them on the web at agentschoice.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
As we wrap up, I want to thank you for joining us on this edition of your Agency Ideas and Inspiration Digital Magazine. Now, if you have not had an onboarding call or a virtual Your World preview, I encourage you to set this up immediately. This call is a chance for us to learn more about your agency, your goals, and your biggest challenges. And once we understand that, we'll share several ideas with you that'll help you overcome some of your biggest challenges and achieve your goals. To set this call up, just email lindsay@riskadvisorinstitute.com or call 704-612-0122, extension 3.
And guys, the last time I did an in-person training, a boot camp, was March of this year. Well, I'm excited to let you know that next month in August, I am hitting the road again. So if you are interested in having a free boot camp in your area, please let me know. Call me on my cell phone, 850-292-6729, or send me an email, steve@riskadvisorinstitute.com.
So on behalf of the Risk Advisor Mastermind Group, I'm Bill Whitley.
And I'm Steve Wilmer.
Thank you for joining us on this edition. We look forward to sharing more agency growth ideas and insights in the next month.
See you soon.
Agency Growth Ideas and Insights is a production of the Risk Advisor Institute. Executive producer and writer of this program is me, Bill Whitley. Special thanks to Steve Wilmer for his content expertise. Our audio engineer is Wade Starnes of GAT3 Studios, and music and scoring assistance is also by Wade Starnes.